Studio today is Sheriff Shane Johnson. Sheriff, good morning. How are you?
Morning, dude. Good. How are you?
I appreciate you coming in as always. Getting a little snow now and more on the way, sounds like.
Sounds like it, yeah. So that'll affect our travel and the roads, so I hope we're ready for that. It sounds like it's supposed to be a good one.
Comes every year.
Yeah.
Just happens every year.
Some of us relearn every year how to drive on them.
That we do. Yeah. It's amazing the calls that come in. Every storm, slide offs and things like that. And yeah, so slow down. Yep. Be sure to give yourself some extra time. Sheriff, a number of things to go over this morning while we have you in studio. You wanted to touch on just some of your yearly stats and numbers from 2023.
Yeah, as we reach the end of the year and start pulling together the statistics for the year, I just had some stuff available for mostly through our dispatch center and the calls for service for 2023 that come through there, 22,430, kind of gives you an idea of how busy our dispatchers are and the job that they do in there. Of course, that's, you know, broken down further into different agencies and different departments that we dispatch for, which is basically everybody. Some of those calls we transfer to Highway Patrol, obviously highway calls, but we assist them as well. But we dispatch for all the agencies, so we're pretty busy in there. We got two dispatch centers, one in Afton and Kemmer. They help each other out, and they're sometimes dispatching for both ends of the county from one center, either Kemmer or Afton. So anyway, just something that I wanted to hit on, you know, about 1,000 of those were EMS calls, and Afton Fire about 90 calls. So just the different agencies and that we dispatch for and how that stuff's breaking down. So
what was that total number again at the beginning?
22,430.
That was just 2023.
That was 2023.
There's 365 days in a year. So, I mean, that's
I should have done the math, but it's a lot.
Yeah, phone's ringing off the hook then is what you're saying.
And that's the calls that actually go to a call for service, not the admin calls that come through. That we don't count those that are just a transfer to a deputy for a follow-up or a transfer to the administration or for civil process or something like that. So
now, are all those 911 calls, or does that include calls directly just into the dispatch number?
Just the dispatch number. 911, I have that here. Let's see. 4,157 came in on 911. So that's quite a bit too.
Well, and you mentioned all the different agencies that are being dispatched through that office and all the different kinds of calls. That just goes to show how on top of the ball your dispatch officers are and the training and the work that they put in.
Yeah. Yep. We have just the admin, just the total calls for admin, everything, 38,000. So yeah, broken down into the different areas. So it's a busy place, getting busier. It seems like, I think I've mentioned it before over the years, that winter used to be a pretty significant slowdown, but it doesn't seem to be that way anymore. We're pretty consistent. It certainly slows down a little bit, but we're pretty consistent through the year in our calls for service and what we're doing out there. So
instead of a slowdown in the winter, it's just a speed up in the summer. Is that what it is now?
That's a very good way to describe it. Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Well, Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. We appreciate all the work that those people do in the dispatch office. A lot of long hours for that staff. So
I've told them when I meet with them, it's the hardest job in the sheriff's office, and certainly they all can be challenging, but you know, the thing that with our dispatchers is they're manning that chair for 911s and all the calls that come in for their whole shift. If I start to get, you know, feel like I need a little break, I'll jump in my truck and do a little patrol out through Auburn, or if I'm in Kemmer, just take a little drive and come back and start over. I have that ability to do that. And dispatchers are there. They go from one call to the next. They go from a serious medical call to a, you know, someone that's starts off yelling at them and so it's a tough job, and they do a great job in there.
Absolutely. Agreed. Absolutely. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning here on the Weekday Wake Up. Another item to touch on, maybe some people have seen this on social media. There was I don't even remember where it happened, but there was an incident where in a courtroom, someone literally Superman leaped over the table on top of the judge and, you know, did a little thing, and it didn't end well for that person, as you can imagine.
No. Yeah, that was in Las Vegas.
Is that where it was?
Yeah, which is my old agency. I used to work for Las Vegas Metro for 5 years. So Yeah, a couple things jumped out to me about that. One is, if that guy would have stayed out of trouble, he'd probably be playing in the NBA. I mean, he cleared that desk like
that. He did
with no problem. Pretty impressive, but in a bad way, I guess. But it reminded me about the importance of court security. That's, of course, one of the roles at the sheriff's office, is we provide court security for district court and circuit court, and are responsible for the welfare of the people that attend there. But, you know, obviously the judges, and we work closely with them to make sure that that's a safe environment for the different things that come through there, everything from civil issues to criminal issues. That was something else. Luckily, yeah, we haven't seen that here in Lincoln County, but we're always careful. We always have a presence in there to make sure it's a safe environment in the courtrooms.
On an average, you know, there's been some pretty big trials that have taken place in Kemmer recently. On an average, you know, trial like what we've seen, how many officers does it take to provide that security?
So it depends, but typically, we had that trial recently, the homicide trial for the sheep shearer. So in a situation like that, we'll have one, and this includes someone that district court hires. District clerk, Ken Roberts, will hire somebody to man the jury, but we have someone there for security, someone there with the defendant at a minimum, and typically at least one more just for general security, one to two more to back there by the doors. When the trial first starts up, or every day when everybody arrives, we have people out. We have our, you know, about three to four deputies outside that funnel everybody through a metal detector and talk to them and make sure that they're not taking phones in or any weapons and stuff like that. So we have pretty big presence. And then just on a daily basis, we have at minimum one court security officer, Deputy Francis, deputy in Kemmer, who's been with us a long time. He's our court security officer and works closely with those judges day to day.
Gotcha. All right, that's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Of course, you also oversee and are in charge of the Lincoln County Detention Center, the jail in Kemmer, and staffing good to go. He's always looking for more people there.
We're hiring. We had a few spots that we're hiring for, so we're always looking for good people that want to have a career in law enforcement. It's a rewarding job. It's a challenging job. I'll say that up front. It's probably not for everybody, but I think people, you know, people have an ability to succeed there and really enjoy it. It can be a really rewarding job as well. So the starting pay there is, you know, over $26 an hour. There's opportunities for overtime, and it is shift work, so that can be a challenge for some people. But it's a rewarding career, and if you're interested, give us a call. Call Lieutenant King down in Kemmer. Give myself a call, or Captain Andrews, and got a couple sergeants in the jail, Sergeant Silva and Sergeant Stevens, that can help you out as well if you have some questions. So, and we oftentimes, if people are just curious, we'll give them a little tour and do what we call a sit along, which is give them an idea of how we run the jail on a day to day basis. It's basically a small city within a building there. Yeah. Everything's in, you know, kitchen, laundry, everything happens right there.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Sheriff Shane Johnson in the studio. Speaking of the jail, we had this question come up a few weeks ago. And, of course, you can see the roster. It's all online and all that kind of stuff. And someone noticed that there was all of a sudden a big bump of about, I don't even remember how many. It was, 40 people all of a sudden. Yeah. And they texted in. They're like, how come 40 people were arrested today and put in there? But that's not exactly what happened. Tell us how that roster thing worked.
Not exactly. So that roster has listed on it every inmate that's currently in jail. So if somebody gets arrested and gets out, bonds out fairly quick, their picture will come off of there. Those are the ones that are currently incarcerated. The big bump was we took in 40, I think we're at 38 or 39 right now, state inmates. So they had a need to place some inmates, and we had the room, and it gives us an opportunity to help out the state. It's also a bit of income for our county. It makes things really busy. Our guys down there, guys and gals, are really working hard, and I do want to say how much I appreciate them. It is a challenge, and we need to get, you know, some help for them, some staff too. But that was the bump, is the state inmates. So these are long-term inmates that have long sentences that will be incarcerated for a while, and they're all minimum security guys that come to us, and we put them to work in the laundry, in the kitchen, maintenance, painting, cleaning. So we also give them some jobs to do there in jail, which they appreciate and we appreciate. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Sheriff, as always, we appreciate you stopping by. Anything we missed today?
Yeah. I think that covers it. Like I said, these storms, slow down, be safe out there.
Yep, well said. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning. That's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson on the SVI Radio Network.